Meaning of a word. Written and read by Fresney. Fandom, Kyle XY. Relationship, Kyle XY, Declan. Summary. The word broye isn't exactly in the dictionary. He'd had to look up the word broye. Hillary said it was like it was significant, and he didn't know it. The word hadn't been in the Oxford English Dictionary. It should have been. It would have explained so much. Secrets and troubled friendship and the wonderful whoosh inside of him when he told Declan the truth about himself, like a bell ringing in the silent night. Declan's name was from Dag, for good, and Lan, full, meaning full of goodness. There was a saint named Declan. He had a bell. There was a man named Jesse once. His name, her name, meant God exists. Kyle meant handsome in Narrow Valley. Those sorts of things were in the dictionary, but not broye. Some words you had to look up on the internet. Some words you had to see inside someone. Standing over Adam, holding Jessie's hand, her XX to his XY. They were the opposite. They were the same. She took his secrets. Took Zizek's secrets. Stole Omega military plans and the end of the alphabet, violent agendas not their own. He borrowed her memories. Not that he was going to return them. Not that he took the memories of fire or days of wandering. He unshelved the memory of kissing goodness in the dark. Hands and desperate pounding hearts in the meaning of a word that even the internet could not well define. The memory of the other half of himself. The XX to his XY. Touching goodness and confusion on a couch. It hardly seemed a fair exchange. Then she ran away, into the woods, into the river, the roar of water like white noise. He held her memories in his mind, where he could replay them as he wished. Now he just had to decide what he was going to do with them.